Heart to Heart, Caring for the Dying. Children sometimes die. For a child who is facing death, emotional support is a big part of good medical care.
I'm afraid of dying. That's my biggest fear. It's just scary.
She knows people with cystic fibrosis die, and Brittany knows that she has severe lung disease, and she's panicked about that.
Because I don't want to not be able to not breathe and stuff, and that'd be scary. But my mom, she just comforts me, and we can talk to each other, and if I'm afraid, she just helps me.
You know, it's really difficult talking to a kid about dying. You know, how do you say, well, you know, when you die, this is the way it will be or whatever. So I talked to the psychiatrist, and she said, you know, that we should actually talk about the process of dying.
My mom said, if I'm sick enough, I'd be in the hospital where it'd be comfortable and I'd have medications for me and stuff. So I'm kind of in both ways. I am scared and I'm not scared.
It's an ongoing circle of the more you're anxious, the more you find to be anxious about. And now she has anxiety attacks.
Well, I go to counseling and we just talk about things I'm afraid of, and she just helps me figure out ways to not be as afraid. Like, she just tells me to relax and think about good things instead of the negative things.
They were working on techniques to deal with the anxiety, and then she's also on anxiety medications, and she's pretty good at doing what she needs to do to control the anxiety.
I think we should go to church and pray and stuff, because God's an important person.
Brittany is taking comfort in the fact that she believes in an afterlife. And so we found this lovely church that she's embraced wholeheartedly.
I love church, and I feel safe there. If there was no God, how did we all get here? And where would we go if there wasn't a heaven or a hell?